Today's shir in Bova Basra begins daf kuf tes vov omel aleph at the top. The Gemara here begins with an esvei, but before we even begin discussing the Gemara, we recommend printing out the daf. And if this is the first time that you are learning from the pre-marked Gemara marking system, it's mandatory to look at the steps 1, 2, and 3 that are introduced on this site before embarking on the study of the daf with the marking system. Last time, in the closing lines of Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amit Beis, we saw Rabbi Yochanan introduce a halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon that says that just like a man can inherit from his son, which is a point that our Mishnah agrees with as well, a second point was made that a woman can inherit from her son. Namely, a situation where a person died, leaving no children, the next in line to inheritance would be one's father, and if he has no father, according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, his mother would inherit from him. The way Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon came to this teaching was through darshaning the word matois, which compared the mate ha'em, the mother's side of things, to mate ho'av, because the word matos was in plural form. The more one learns of the Shas, the more one becomes impressed by the honesty of the rabbis that appear throughout. And at this point, we're going to be introduced to another illustration of that honesty, where on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan was happy to cite the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, who represented an earlier generation of scholar. That very same Rabbi Yochanan now questions it, as we see at the top. Esvei Rabbi Yochanan the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan brings a Tanaic source, as you can see from the framed section. Ha'isha es bena, v'ha'isha es baila, v'achei ho'em, manchilim v'loy noichalin. Notice the dashed underline expression. For our purposes, this is the only thing we are going to emphasize. This is one of the striking features of the marking system, that you are able to focus your learning. The source indicates that there are those that pass on to others, manchilim v'lo nochalim, but don't inherit from. The first example was Isha Espina, a woman with regard to her son. What do we say? That Ho'isha Espina, the woman passes her property on to her son, but lo nochalin, the Isha is not nochela, she does not inherit from her son. That is against what Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon claimed, that a woman does inherit from her son. Omar Lei. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon would respond, Mishnah Seinu Eini Yoidea Mi Shana. Our Mishnah that says a woman does not inherit from her son, I don't know who taught it. Vale mole Rabbi Zecharia ben Hakatzov hi delo dorish matois. Couldn't Rabbi Yehuda have been told that our Mishnah follows the teaching of Rabbi Zecharia ben Hakatzov, who was cited on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omid Aleph as someone that does not accept the drosha, the exposition of the word matos? And if you deny the drosha on matos, if you deny expounding on that expression, then you would come out with the idea that a woman does not inherit her son. Rabbi Zechariah ben Hakatzov, just to remind ourselves, he is the one that says that Echor HaBen veEchor HaBas Shovim B'Nichseoim, namely that son and daughter inherit equally when it comes to mother's property. The idea of paralleling son and daughter shows that when it comes to Nichseoim, we don't treat it the same way as we deal with Nichsei Ho'av. We know that in the case of Nichsei Ho'av, a son preempts the daughter. In father's property, son comes before daughter. Whereas Nichsei Ho'av, according to Rabbi Zechariah, they're treated equally, the son and daughter. That shows you that he does not darshan matos, matos being that word which compares Nichsei Ho'aim to Nichsei Ho'av. So the question the Gemara is asking right now is, why couldn't Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, have been told when he said, I don't know who taught our Mishnah, could have said it's according to Rabbi Zechariah ben Hakatzov. The Gemara answers, and notice this is going to be a long answer. This is indicated by the long marking between the Gemara and the Tosfos, the Tuf that's encircled, the Teretz, and it goes all of the lines that are parallel to the vertical dashed line. The Gemara says, Loi misukmo masnisin k'Rabbi Zechariah ben Hakatzov. We cannot establish our Mishnah like him. Dikotoni. Our Mishnah says, Uvnei achlis. Vitana, b'nei achois, v'lo b'nois achois. The case of b'nei achois is indicated on the in the margin of our Gemara, where you're dealing with a nephew inheriting from his uncle. The nephew being the son of a gentleman's sister. So the Mishnah teaches B'nei Achois, and a Brisa that explains the Mishnah says that B'nei Achois v'lo B'nois Achois. There's a limitation or a point of inference that we draw from the expression B'nei Achois. It's also important for us to note that the son who's inheriting from his uncle, this nephew who's inheriting from his uncle, is inheriting by virtue of his mother. In other words, the nephew is the son of a woman, namely his mother, whose brother just died. The source we just read that says B'nei Achois V'loi B'nois Achois is commented upon by the Gemara Ve'amrinon L'mai Hilchisa. What is the significance of saying B'nei Achois V'loi B'nois Achois? B'nois Achois meaning not nieces. Again, nephews and not nieces. V'omar Rav Sheshes L'kadeim. L'kadeim means order of preference. That if there is a son, as we showed on the diagram in the margin, if there's a ben, then he preempts a bas that might have been in the same position. If the two are together, we would say the ben inherits and not the bas. The e Salka Daitoch Masnisin equals Rabbi Zechariah ben Hakatzov. He, if our Mishnah followed his teaching, Ho Omar, but he already is known to teach Echor HaBen VeEchor HaBas Shovin B'Nichsei Ho'im. Notice our little diagram. the inheritor over there, the party that's circled, that ben, his position is by virtue of him being the son of his mother, of the ein. And we just said that ben velo bas, meaning that the ben would come before the bas. They would not share equally in their uncle's property. How are they getting their uncle's property? Through their mother. What does Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsuf say when it comes to mother's property? It says they share equally. So you can see that our Mishnah that had mentioned in it b'nei achos cannot be authored by Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsuf. As a result, Rabbi Yochanan, who quoted Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Shimon, who claimed that a mother inherits her son, and Rabbi Yochanan raised as an objection our Mishnah that says that a mother does not inherit her son, and Rabbi Yehuda responded and says, I don't know who taught the Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah is unreliable. It doesn't have a responsible rabbinic authority backing it. That seems to stand. And the attempt to assign authorship of the Mishnah to the great Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsuf was shown to be a failure. We cannot ascribe authorship to him. The Gemara asks, V'tana didon mimonavshach, our Tana. Whichever way you look at it, we're going to have a difficulty. E dorish matos, if one should darshan, expound on that word, isha nami tirash esbina, then just like a father can inherit his son, a mother should be able to inherit her son as well. E loi dorish matos, if he doesn't expound on that word, then ben dekoidem lebas benichse ha'aim minale, that a son preempts a daughter in mother's property, which our Mishnah feels is the case. Minale, from where does he know that? The Gemara answers, li'olam dorish matos. He does expound on that word, and therefore a son will preempt a daughter in Nichse Ho'aim, just like a son preempts a daughter in Nichse Ho'av. If that be the case, though, that we darshan matois, the question is, why is it that a mother does not inherit her son, just like we said a father inherits the son? Well, the answer is v'shaini hacha. The issue of mother, as we said, mother, according to our Tana, does not inherit her son. This is different. D'yomar kro, the pasuk says, v'chol bas yoreshes nachlo, yoreshes v'eino moyreshes. That when it comes to a bas, meaning a woman, the woman is described as someone who receives property, but does not, she's yoreshes nachlo from her predecessor, but she's not moreshes. This point is clarified in the Rabbeinu Gershom. He's found approximately a third of the way down in his commentary, Li'olam Dorish Matois. Our Tana will darshan Matois, V'im Kein Amai Ein Isha Yoreshes Bino. So why is it that a woman does not inherit from her son as a father does inherit from his son? Deshani hacha. It's different here. The Omar Kro v'cholbas yereshes nachlo. That's what the pasuk says. The habas yereshes mamon ima ma shenofal lo min ima. A daughter will inherit from her mother. The eino moyreshes mamoino l'ima. But the daughter does not morish, does not pass her property unto her mother. Hu hadinami leben di enoi moirish esimo. And likewise, a son does not pass his property unto his mother. That's a function of darshaning the posuk. But otherwise, the Tana will darshan matois. The Mishnah, and we offer a topic heading to this, Seder Hanachlo, the order of inheritance. The Mishnah says, Seder Nachlois Kahu, Ish Kiyomus Uben Ein Loi, Lahavartem Es Nachlosoi Lebitoi. Pasuk describes a man dying. If he has no son, so his property is passed on to his daughter. Ben koidem labas. From this pasuk, you see that a son, if he would have been there, he would have preempted the daughter. Hence, he comes before the daughter. Kol yoytze yerechoi shel ben koidmin labas. All the descendants of that son would likewise preempt a daughter. Bas koidemes leachin, a daughter of the deceased preempts brothers of the deceased. Yoitze yerecha shel bas koidmin leachin, and descendants of the daughter of the deceased would preempt the brothers of the deceased. Achin koidmin la'acheho'av. Brothers preempt uncles. Yoitze yerechon shel achin koidmin li'acheho'av. Likewise, all of the descendants of the brothers will preempt the uncle. Ze haklal. Kol hakoidim benachlo yoitze yerechoi koidmin. Any individual who is earlier in the line of inheritance, his position of primacy carries over to his descendants as well. V'ho'av koidem l'chol yoitze yerecho. A father, when in the inheritance position, comes before all of his descendants. That, of course, has to be clarified, but we can cite a simple example. A father comes before his descendants does not include the direct descendants of the deceased himself. It does include people like the brother of the deceased. The brother of the deceased is a descendant of the father of the deceased. So in that context, we say that a father preempts all of his yoitze yerecho. The Gemara opens up with a Tanaic source, which you can see in the Gemara text has a frame around it, and it continues till the top of Omid Beis. The Tanaic source opens up citing a pasuk. It's going to open up with one word from the pasuk, but the pasuk is Bamidbor Chof Zayin Pasuk Ches, as is indicated on the inside margin. The section of the pasuk that we'll cite, and we can read it, it says there, Ish ki yomus uben ein loy, vavartem es nachlosoi lebitoi. This was also found in the Mishnah itself. The Gemara continues, Tonu Rabbanan, ben. That being from the Pasuk, Ein li ela ben. as far as the pasuk is concerned, I see that a son inherits. Ben haben, oi bas haben, oi ben bas haben, minayin. The children of the ben, or the grandchildren of the ben, how do I know that they also inherit? Talmud loimar, ein loy. The pasuk said, uben ein loy. And the yud of the word ein is darshan to mean ayin olov. Look into it. Namely, when a person dies, and the pasuk describes, and he does not have a son, look into the situation. What do you mean he doesn't have a son? So we're telling you, he doesn't have a son. He doesn't have a grandson either. Or he doesn't have a granddaughter from that son either. Then and only then will it go to the bas, to the daughter of the deceased. But as long as the deceased left descendants of the son, it goes to them. Only if there are no descendants left to that son, then it would go to the deceased's daughter. Bas. Ein li ela bas. From the pasuk, I would see that a daughter inherits. And how about beyond that? Bas habas, uben habas, ubas ben habas minayin. How do I know about the deceased's daughter's descendants of the daughter of the deceased, that they also are in line of inheritance? Talmud lomar, ein loy, ayein olov. Once again, we say, check it out. Ha-ketzat. How does this figure? Nachlo mimashmeshes v'hoileches ad Reuven. When we're telling you to look into relatives and relationships with regard to the topic of inheritance, one checks out and goes back all the way till Reuven is an example of one of the tribes. The Jewish people are made up of 12 tribes, the children of Yaakov Avinu. The Rashbam at the top says, "Ha-ketzad klomar ki hechi damrinon ayeno lov lamato." Just like we said in the earlier part of this source, look into it, into succeeding generations. Ochinami amrinon ayeno lov lamalo. So too, we would investigate previous generations as well, in our search for surviving relatives. Sheim kola zaro legamri, if a person has no descendants, kola means finished off, meaning there are no descendants from the deceased. Ha'avireno liyorshe ha'av lamala. Then we say the property of the deceased would go to heirs of the deceased's father, namely, you're going up a generation. Ha ketzad. How does this figure? Ata moitze b'chol mokoim ayein olov. However you find, you will find by looking into it. You will find a relative, even if the relative is a 23rd cousin. He is nevertheless in the line of inheritance. The Gemara asks, on the example of the source which said, check them out all the way back to Reuven, you could have gone another step in the checking out and say, Volemo ad Yankiv, say to check out if he has any descendants that come from someone who came forth from Yankiv. Why was the tribe name used as the example? Omar Abaye Gemiri. Abaye says we have a tradition, the Lokolo Shifta, that the tribes never cease to be. Namely, there are today somebody from every, there's a representative of every single tribe, so that when investigating back, you'll eventually get to the head of that particular tribe, namely one of the 12 sons of Yankiv, and therefore no need to go back to Yankiv himself. The topic heading that we find on the outside margin for the next piece of Gemara says, under the Nosei, Kol HaOmer, anyone who says Tirash Bas Im Bas HaBen, anyone who claims that a daughter of deceased shall inherit together with granddaughter by virtue of being daughter of son of deceased, ein shomin loy, we don't listen to them. In other words, to put the daughter of the deceased on parallel footing with granddaughter of deceased, namely daughter of son, we don't listen to that. In fact, daughter of son has primacy. Even though she's another generation down the line, she has preference over the daughter of the deceased. HaGemara Mevi'a Braisa Mimegilas Tainis. The Gemara will introduce a Tanaic source from a compilation known as Megillas Tainis, Shemesaperes Al Kach Shachachomim Isgabru Ala Tzedukim Be'inyan Anal. That there was a controversy between the rabbinic school and the anti-rabbinic school known as the Tzedukim on this very topic, the Osu Al Ze Yom Tov, on the day that the rabbinic opinion prevailed, they issued a holiday. The Gemara now inside, third line from the top of Kuf Tez Vov Amid Beis, Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav, Kol HaOmer Tirash Bas Im Bas HaBen. Anyone who says that a daughter of deceased, should be placed on the same footing with regard to inheritance as daughter of son of deceased, Afilu Nosi Shebi Yisrael Ein Shoymin Loi. Even if he would be a leader of Israel, we wouldn't listen to him. In other words, pulling rank doesn't work in halacha. Just by saying, oh, a Nosi B'Yisrael said it, therefore it is as it is, that's not the way Judaism works. She'enon elo maise tzedukim. That opinion that Tirash Bas in Bas HaBen, its origin is from the school of, maybe more accurately refers the non-school of the tzedukim, the those who didn't accept oral tradition. Tisanya. As you can see, we have a Tanaic source that is rather long. It continues to the top of Kuf Tez Zayin Omer Aleph. And in this source, this topic will be presented. Tisanya. Ba'arbo v'esrim b'teves. On the 24th of Teves, Tavno ledinino. We returned to our halacha. The word Tavno starts with the word Tof. In Hebrew and Aramaic, there are certain letters that are interchangeable. In this case, the Tof from the word Tavno can also be understood as with a shin, like Loshuv, Shavno, we came back, Ledinino, to our halochas, to our dinim. What happened? Shoyu Tzedukim Omrim. They used to say, Tirash Habas Im Bas HaBen, that a daughter is to be placed on equal footing in the realm of inheritance with the granddaughter of the deceased, specifically daughter of son of the deceased. Nitzpal Lohen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai joined up with this controversy and dealt with them. Omar Lohem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to them as follows, Shoitim, Minayin ze Lohem. He called them unabashedly fools. How do you know this? Velohoyo Odom Shirziroi Dovar. And no one answered him, Chutz Mizokin Echod, Shayim Epatpeit Kenegdo, except for one old man that chattered in his presence, the Omer. And the old man, the old Saduki, claimed as follows, tried to apply logic. Uma bas benoi, habo'o mikoyach benoi tirushenu. Mind you, a granddaughter who comes by virtue of the son of the deceased is able to inherit. Bitoi habo mikoychi lo kol shekein. The daughter who comes into the picture by virtue of her relationship to the deceased himself, all the more so, she should be able to inherit. So what are they trying to reason? That if a derivative is able to inherit, someone who's in the picture only by virtue of being associated with a derivative of the source, someone who's directly associated with the source, namely with the deceased himself, certainly should be able to inherit. Koro olov es hamikro hazeh. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai recited the following pasuk to serve as an answer. Truth be told, the citation is not going to be that easily understood, but the Rashbam explains a little further. So first we read the citation. Eile b'nei Seir hachoyri yoshvei haoretz loiton v'shoival v'tzivoin v'ono. Pasuk describes the descendants of Esav and says the B'nai Seir are Lotan, Shoival, Tzivoin, and Ona. Uksiv, there's another pasuk that says Eile B'nai Tzivoin Ve'ayo Ve'ona. The second pasuk describes Ono as a son of Tzivoin. The pasuk previously described Ono as a brother of Tzivoin. How can the same person be both a brother and a son? Elo malameid shebo Tzivoin al imoi, that a son had relations with his mom, namely Tzivon being a son had relations with his mom, v'hoylid ono, and through that illicit relationship, ono was born. So ono was a brother to Tzivon from the fact that they had the same mother. Ono was a son of Tzivon by the fact that he bore him. Before we go further, the Rashbam feels that we've already seen the source of grandchild inheriting. And we take a look toward the lower part of the page. Kora olov mikra, sha'anu lemeidim mimenu. From this pasuk we learn, sha'ana benoi shel Tzivoin hoya. That Ono was a son of Tzivoin. V'kora le ben Seir. And it refers to Ono as a son of Seir. So what do we have? We have Ono, who is the son of Tzivoin, that we saw in the second pasuk that was quoted. And we see him in the first pasuk as a son of Seir. The Ka'omar Nami, Yoishvei Ha'oretz, Kloimar, She'ono, Yorash, Eretz, Seir, Avi, Aviv. By saying Yoishvei Ha'oretz, we're indicating that Ono inherited his grandfather. V'nimtza, She'bnei Bonim, Yorshim, Nachlas, Ho'av, Kibonim, Atzmon. We see grandchildren inheriting their grandfather's property, just as a son would have inherited. Vehu hadin lebas benoi, and just like ben beno inherits, so too bas beno would inherit, the daughter of a son. Vehilkoch loy tirash habas. Im bas haben, ki hechi de'eno yoyreshes im haben. From this we see that the daughter of the deceased would not inherit together with the granddaughter of the deceased when she's the granddaughter through son of deceased, just like the daughter would not inherit if the son himself were present. In other words, by paralleling grandchild strength with strength of son of deceased, we thereby are telling you that just like son of deceased preempts the daughter of the deceased, the grandchild, even if it be a granddaughter, she too, by virtue of the fact that she's the daughter of the son, she draws from the strength of the son, and the son preempts the daughter of the deceased. As we go back into the Gemara itself, the Tanaic source that's quoted, we encounter a bracketed section. The role of the bracketed section is described in the outside margin, and we see there it says Achrei HaSograyim HaBraisa Mamshicha. After the bracketed section, we will be continuing within the Tanaic source. B'Sof HaSograyim HaGemara Ma'ala Shelo Meshiva. Within the bracketed section, a question will be raised. The Gemara itself raises a question. Namely, the section in the brackets is, technically speaking, not part of the Braisa. It's Gemara literature. But the Tanaic source continues after the bracketed section. Hence, we felt it beneficial to show how the framed section is much longer. And within it, there's a section that the Gemara interrupts for clarification purposes. One will notice that there are in fact two bracketed types of brackets here, and the second one has this arrow look to it. The note continues, Besoich Sograim Elu, within these internal brackets, Yesh Shnei Lishoinois. B'mi nosan hatshuva l'sheila sh'nishala. Two lishonos as to who is providing the answer to the question being asked. What we're going to do is we're going to continue reading the Gemara straight through, and when we encounter the second or internal brackets, we're going to skip it initially. So the Gemara asks, Vidilma tre ono havu. Maybe the reference to ono in the two psukim, and you can see with the dashed underline section, the reference to the two onas is simply a reference to separate people. Not like we contended before that it's one ono that has a dual relationship to tzivon, namely brother and son, but rather two separate people. So, skipping the internal brackets, Omar Kro Hu Ono, which means equals Hu Ono Demei Kora, that it's the same Ono. Hence, to assume, like the question suggested, that there were two separate Onos, we must reject that. Let us go back and notice the internal brackets. After the Gemara asked the question, Vidilma Trei Ono Havu, maybe there are two separate Onos. Now, the question is going to be answered. We already saw the answer, but who introduces the answer? There will be now two Lashonas, Aleph, and skipping a line, you'll notice the squiggle underline, Iko Diamri, Beis. Two versions. Omar Rabba. Amino Milsa, I am saying something, Deloi Omra Shavur Malka. Something very significant that even King Shavur didn't say. Umanu, who is Shavur Malka? Shmuel. In other words, Rabba is saying something that he feels is dramatic, and what's going to be said is what we saw after the internal brackets, namely the Omar Kro Hu Ono Hu Ono Demei Kora, who said it. So according to Rabba's version, Shmuel is the one who said it. Shofar Malka is the title of the Persian monarch, and statements that are felt to be of great significance from time to time in the Shas, you see that they're referred to by associating them with Shofar Malka, showing significance to the statement. Shmuel, being that halachas of Dine Momenis follow Shmuel's opinion, when Shmuel appears, halacha k'Shmuel b'Momenis, he's considered like a king, so to speak, in legal literature, and hence he's associated with Shavur Malka. Continuing, Iko Diamri, another version, is Omar Rav Papa, Amino Milsa de lo Omra Shavur Malka, Umanu Rabba. Rav Papa says, I am going to offer the answer to the question about Ona's identity, and I'm going to say something which was not said even by Rabba. Namely, according to Rav Papa, the Shavur Malka, when Rav Papa said even Shavur Malka didn't say it, he's really referring to Rabba. Even Rabba didn't say the following. What is the answer? Omar Kro Hu Ono. Hu Ono de Meikara. The Ono that's referred to in the second Pasuk is the same as Ono referred to in the first Pasuk. Omar Lei, the old man, Tzeduki, who heard Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's response to him, says back, Rebbe, Bekach ato poitrani, with that you are pushing me off. The Rashbam at the bottom explains, Bekach ato poitrani, b'tmiha, Hallo gamani moidelcha de ben haben yoyresh es zekeno vafilu b'mokoyin bas. As far as the example you cited to me a case of a son of a son, and I agree with you that the son of a son will preempt the daughter of the deceased. But our topic, the Rashbam continues, avol bas haben hu de'aminon shetirash im habas imo. But the topic we were discussing was daughter of son, namely granddaughter of deceased, not grandson of deceased, but granddaughter of deceased. We feel she is on equal footing with the daughter of the deceased, namely that she, this granddaughter, will not preempt the daughter. The Gemara continues, Omar lo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responds, Shoite, the lo tehe toiro shlemo shalanu kesicha betelo shalachem. It shall not be that our Torah, which is perfection, shall be like your idle chatter. Ma lebas benoi shekein yofe koicha bemokoim hoachin. How can you compare the case of a bas beno to the case of daughter of deceased, when we know that bas beno, in the event that there is a daughter of the son of the deceased, and her father, namely the son of the deceased, is for whatever reason is not present, he died, and she has uncles, namely their other sons of the deceased. So let's set up the family once again. Man died, leaving several sons, and one of the sons himself died before the father, but he left a granddaughter. We know that that granddaughter will inherit together with her uncles, namely the other sons of the deceased. So she, this Bas HaBen, is on equal footing with her uncles. Toimar, the source goes on, Toimar bebitoi, shehoira koicha b'mokom achin. Should we say that the daughter of the deceased has the same strength, when we know that the daughter of the deceased is not on equal footing with her brothers, namely the other sons of the deceased? By the way, this topic of granddaughter, namely daughter of son of deceased, being in line, being together on equal footing with her uncles, is known as the Parsha of Benois Slavchad. Those are psukim in the Torah that indicate her significance and primacy, namely that of the granddaughter. V'nitzchum, with that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the Chachomim defeated the Tzedukim on this topic. The Oisei Hayoim Asu'u Yom Tov. And that day that they defeated them, namely the 24th of Teves, they declared as a holiday. So what we just saw was affirmation or confirmation of Rav Huna Amar Rav that said, anyone who claims that daughter of deceased will inherit equally with the granddaughter of the deceased, specifically daughter of son of deceased, is making a terrible mistake. And he's only saying over that which the Tzedukim taught and were in fact defeated, as we just saw in this long Tanaic source from the Megillas Tainus. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.